Radio.
Sharing a love for the Blessed Sacrament. An interview with Father Doug Harris. I'm joined today by Father Doug Harris, who's the leader and founder of the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration over in Perth. So thank you for joining me, Father.
Okay, pleasure.
Now, I just wanted to get started by asking you, at this time when we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body of Christ, just wanted to speak to you about what really inspired you to found the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration, which obviously by the name is very much devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, it comes from a natural devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Wanting to spend time myself before the Blessed Sacrament more than anywhere else. And so I began to gradually more and more spend my prayer times close to the tabernacle in a local church growing up. And then when the vocation to the priesthood started to take root in my life, I imagined that I would be a priest who would promote adoration, at least in my parish, just to share the love that I and the what I received from spending time in his presence. It was in Perth that I heard about a religious order called Missionaries of the Blessed Sacrament in the Philippines. An American priest came here to Perth, and he started Perpetual Adoration in 1998 in two places, in Geraldton and also in Mirrabooka, two parishes in Western Australia. And through someone else, I was invited two men who went with that priest, three. And we went back to the Philippines and started studying there in that religious order. But they went in 1993 and I went in 1994. So I spent 3 years in the Philippines, 1994 to 1997. And Archbishop Hickey invited me to come back to Perth to pursue my priesthood as a diocesan priest with the giving me the opportunity or the right to promote Perpetual Adoration as long as the parish was looked after. And so so that happened. I was ordained in Perth, and then now I'm in a parish, and we've started Perpetual Adoration here at St Bernadette's at Glendalough. Yeah, and that's where we're at now.
Have you needed to, convince anyone about Perpetual Adoration? Has it been a hard battle, I guess? Or is it something that, becomes obvious to people and the grace of God works in there to allow that to happen?
Yes. It began from a priest, a Father Eugene McGrath, in a parish in Belmont. And when I shared him my dream or desire, he said, "You can try in his parish." So we started there. That was the first. That was probably 2002 or 2003. But that took off. Enough people signed up. It did take about a month before all the hours were covered, before people had committed themselves to all the hours. And so initially, it is a lot of work to get those initial hours filled, and to encourage people to remain committed. Although once people are committed, they remain committed. Large majority of cases. In fact, people don't seem to even leave the parish once they're committed to adoration. They, in generally speaking, people find it the fruits that they receive. For me personally, I know that if I have any stress, and times I've had stress, as we all do, I know that when I go to that adoration chapel before Jesus, I know that when I leave, that stress is gone. The problem might still be there, but there's a peace, a strong peace every time I leave, and others say the same. So, but our Lord, of course, is all giving. He's not just there. He's active. When we're in His presence, He's all giving, all loving, which He is always, anyway. But maybe particularly when we're in His real presence, so we're receiving of His love, His grace. It's very much an active love from Him, and so that's an incredible privilege to be able to receive so much.
What have you found really, I guess, attractive about adoration of the Blessed Sacrament? And I know that many others have found this attractive, because I've seen that you have 5 perpetual adoration chapels in Perth now. Yeah. You have a lot of members of the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration. What's really drawn you and those in the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration and in your parishes to the Blessed Sacrament?
Yeah, and it's so much. You receive so much. I suppose one person in St. Anne's at Belmont, another parish priest came in. He closed it on the first day that he started there. He said it was like losing a child. But have that opportunity. I know there's a love, there's a peace, there's just a deep peace, a deep joy of just having that time with Him. And so people... Yeah, do. Majority of cases, hopefully every case, they have that experience of peace and joy and transformation, which helps them. And as one spends more time, one can sense that there is a significant change in their lives in terms of peace, in terms of joy, in terms of having a relationship with the Lord, building up a relationship, building up trust in Him, that throughout the day they can... They're more aware of His presence, His miracles, the way He cares for us. Yeah.
So, have you? I guess you mentioned before that even as a young man, you had this devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Now, of course, you continue this today. In that time since before you were a priest, have you grown in your love for the Blessed Sacrament, and have you grown in other areas because of adoration?
Okay, yes, well, certainly the Blessed Sacrament. Yeah, definitely grown in that. But then, yeah, other devotions too, I suppose the church, all the sacraments. Yeah, certainly the desire to receive our Lord in Mass. There's a greater, not only appreciation, but greater, maybe even an understanding of the church, the Catholic Church, as being so rich. Yeah, and being the truth. Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration? What's the charism there, and how does the community work? And I guess what is the what are the fruits that have come out of this community?
Yeah, the charism is to promote the perpetual adoration in as many parishes as possible around the world. Yeah, and the fruits are... Those are the members themselves. They certainly grow in their own spiritual life. So it's good. Whereas some orders can go by the wayside or whatever. Whenever some of their members might not be where they should be in their spiritual life. For us, we have to do an hour a day. And for the men, we have to do 1 hour in the middle of the night. So we're spending time before the Blessed Sacrament, so we're receiving the fruit of that.
So you just mentioned there that there's, the men. How is the Apostles of Perpetual Adoration, I guess, for want of a better word, structured? Are there brothers and sisters? Are there just priests? How does it all work?
Okay, yes. So the constitution is for they're priests, also brothers. The Constitution does include sisters. We haven't got any yet, and whether we ever will, I don't know, but it's open to that. And also lay members as well, like a third order or a lay membership. The brothers and the priests have the same. They have to do that hour every day and 1 hour in the middle of the night per week. The lay people just have to do 1 hour a week in a perpetual adoration chapel if they live near one. We have about 75 lay people on the books as members of the order. Although it's not actually an order, it's a public association of Christ's faithful. It's called in canon law, public association of Christ's faithful.
So if someone is thinking about perhaps trying to start perpetual adoration in their parish, I know over here in Sydney, we haven't quite got a perpetual adoration chapel yet, but of course there's hope because, as you can see in Perth, there's 5, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
What would you say to them, to someone who wants to start something like this, or even someone who has been asked to do adoration and isn't sure if that's, you know, something for them and for their spiritual life? What would you say to them?
Yes, well, for perpetual adoration, to contact us here. Yeah, what we do, we preach on a Sunday at all the masses. We could do a parish mission as well, which would be over the week, giving talks in each evening. But to begin by having some, obviously personally, just to pray before the tabernacle every day, an hour a day, to begin by doing that. For parish priests to have more adoration, to start with what they can. There's one local parish here that has 1 hour a day before Mass, the exposition. So that's so 1 hour before Mass or after Mass. Example of a way to start. To start small and keep building it up, and then at some stage then invite us to come in and start perpetual.
Yeah. What about, say, for example, the person who, say, there already is perpetual adoration started in their parish and they've been invited to do an hour, for example, but they're not entirely sure that adoration is something for their spiritual life, for example. How would you encourage them? What would you say to them to encourage them to perhaps consider adoration as something as part of their prayer life?
Yes, well, of course, the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist is God Himself, the real presence of our Lord. Saint John the Baptist, when he was in the womb of his mother at the Visitation, he leapt for joy when he was first in the presence of our Lord. Saint John the Baptist, God was everywhere as he is, but he only leapt for joy when he was in the real presence of our Lord. To realise that it is God that one is in the presence of, God who is all giving and all loving, we're talking about infinite love and infinite givingness, and has an incredible plan for all of us, and in terms of how much He loves us, how much He wants to care for us, and how much He wants us to be His instruments, His apostles. It's quite significant, to have a devotion or to spend time with Him in His real presence.
Well, it's wonderful to speak with you, Father, because, you know, it's great to see so much adoration in the Archdiocese of Perth. Especially coming from, as I mentioned, from Sydney, where, you know, we have adoration places and we have some priests who have such a love for the Blessed Sacrament, but, you know, we haven't got perpetual adoration yet. And so I really hope that through your prayers, I know you've been over to Sydney a couple of times, through your prayers and your efforts and the prayers of the church, that we'd be able to get some perpetual adoration happening
in
here
Sydney.
Yeah. And yeah, I pray that this Feast of Corpus Christi may be one way to perhaps get that started. So thank you very much for joining me, Father, and thank you for sharing your story and sharing your passion for the Blessed Sacrament.
And thanks, Luke, for your interest and for going to this length to have this interview.
That was an interview with Father Doug Harris. For more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.